Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Not long ago, Representative Steve King sat for an interview and said white nationalists, white supremacists, Western civilization. How did that language become offensive? Well, the words themselves are offensive to some people, but it's the actions behind some of those words that are truly most offensive. While racism in the form of white nationalism or black nationalism or white supremacy or black supremacy should be condemned, it's the actions behind any form of bigotry that's hurtful and destructive. Republicans made sure that King lost his position on various congressional committees. When freshman Representative Ilhan Omar uttered statements considered to be anti-Semitic, fellow Democrats took her behind closed doors to re-educate her. Now, after all, she was new to Congress, and perhaps she hadn't learned the intricacies or nuances of what's expected to come out of the mouths of elected officials. She half-heartedly apologized and all was forgiven. Then she doubled down on her true beliefs by suggesting Jews who support Israel might hold a dual loyalty. She asked for a reconsideration of America's alliance with and overt support of Israel. Democrats debated about how they might best handle comments that many construed to be anti-Semitic. Omar's progressive supporters and the Black Caucus didn't want her condemned specifically, but encouraged a resolution that condemned anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and racism. In other words, don't just make this about Omar and her view of the Jews. House Minority Whip James Clyburn tried to minimize her comments by arguing that she's a refugee from the violence in Somalia. Clyburn argued that Omar's experience is much more empirical and powerful than that of people who are generations removed from the Holocaust, Japanese internment camps during World War II, and the other violent episodes that have marked history. He said, "I'm serious about that. There are people who tell me, well, my parents are Holocaust survivors. My parents did this. It's more personal with her," he said. "I've talked to her, and I can tell you she is living through a lot of pain." So the instigator is now the victim, huh? If anyone tried to minimize the historical issue of slavery in the U.S. the way Congressman James Clyburn has minimized Japanese internment camps or the horrors of mass murders during the Holocaust, there would be riots in the streets and political heads would roll. But the modern Democrat Party has lurched far to the left. It's embraced a not-so-tacit tolerance of anti-Semitism. It's questioned our historic alliance with Israel as our most counted-on ally in the Middle East. Its declared presidential candidates are trying to outdo everyone else to promote the most socialist of programs. Make no mistake, this is not your father's or grandfather's Democrat Party. And make no mistake that there are many traditional liberal Jews who might support the Democrats' shift to the left. But there are going to be a lot of Jews who grew up in families that were completely committed to the Democrat Party who now will be questioning whether the Democrat Party still represents them and whether or not they even feel welcome in the Democrat Party. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on using your common sense and keep on thinking free. And don't forget to join me this coming Sunday morning at 11 as I broadcast live from the Emerald Island Casino, the Jewel of Henderson. We'll have giveaways and great food and drink specials. And don't forget to spring your clocks forward by 1 hour before you turn in for bed on Saturday night. Be part of Daylight Saving Time so you don't miss 1 minute of the Alan Stock Answer. Live Sunday morning at 11 on News Talk 840 KXNT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.